I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Is this recording? Okay. This is Dr. Ed Thaler. It's Friday, July 29th, 1966. I am at my home in Middletown, New York. I have an unexpected patient here at my house. Robert Allen Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. He was involved in a motorcycle crash about an hour north of here, up in Woodstock. When he's sleeping, I often hear him shouting or babbling about his future. Right now, I say he is showing signs of a delusional disorder, and to be honest, I'm worried about his recovery.
In 1966, Bob Dylan crashed his Triumph motorcycle on a road in upstate New York. And then, he disappeared. As Dylan recovered privately in the house of a local doctor, no one knew where he was. When he resurfaced, he was transformed. He looked different. He sounded different. What exactly happened to Bob Dylan during those 10 days? Was he actually recovering from injuries sustained in the accident? Detoxing from heavy drug use? Was he suffering from a mental breakdown, having just completed a polarizing world tour and released a game-changing double album? Or did the Bob Dylan you thought you knew die? Blood on the Tracks returns with Season 3, A Bob Dylan Story, premiering Wednesday, March 2nd. Blood on the Tracks is part true crime, part historical fiction, part spoken word lo-fi beat noir, brought to you by me, Jake Brennan, host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Blood on the Tracks Season 3, A Bob Dylan Story, finds the fictionalized voice of Bob Dylan looking back at the past and peering into the future. It's a tangled tale full of Hell's Angels and Nashville cats, vagabonds and boxers, popes and punk rockers and sad-eyed ladies and more than one brush with mortality.
Dead. He's dead. That cat, that song and dance man, that Judas. The voice of a generation. Whatever the hell that means. the man named Bob Dylan. He died on a road in Woodstock earlier today. The history books will tell you otherwise, but believe me when I say that he died that day. He went over the handlebars of his motorcycle, the sun still burning in his eyes, and his head hit the pavement. Smack. Dead. I know because I was there. I saw it all happen because it happened to me. I needed it. I needed it to get free. Free from the pressure. Free from being Bob Dylan. But death is not the end.
Listen to Blood on the Tracks, a Bob Dylan story, beginning March 2nd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like Bob Dylan, this podcast contains multitudes, because you can't live this many lives without leaving a little blood on the tracks.